Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is May the 5th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is the Lord's Day, of course, but today is also the birthday of a very special lady in my life, and it's my mom. So if I know mom's a part of our daily Bible reading mug club, mug members, happy birthday, Mom. And so I just had to give a shout out to my mom today. So if you see her, wish her a happy birthday. But today, on the Lord's Day, May 5th, we're going to continue reading through 1 Chronicles chapter 29, 1 to 22. And then we're actually going to start, I believe this is the first time we've been in this text. It's a little hard to discern because we're reading chronologically. We're going to be starting the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 1. Verses 1 to 53, corresponding text. So let's get into the word today. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 to 9, we're going to begin by reading about the gifts for building the temple. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now, for the house of my God, I prepared with all of my might gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones for stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house, the gold of things of gold and the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and the officers over the king's work offered willingly, and they gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks, of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord in the hands of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. David's prayer of praise, 1 Chronicles 29, 10-20. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might, in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision." Then David said to the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." And so all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. Solomon is named king, 1 Chronicles 29, 21-22. And they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord. On the next day, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And so they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader and Zadok to be the priest. David in his old age 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Now, King David was old and advanced in years, and they put covers on him, but he could not get warm. And therefore his servants said to him, "Let a young woman, a virgin, be sought out for our lord the king, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, that our lord the king may be warm." And so they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the young woman was very lovely, and she cared for the king and served him. But the king did not know her. 1 Kings 1:5-27, Adonijah claims the throne. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, "Why have you done so?" And he was also very good looking. His mother had borne him after Absalom. Then he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they followed and helped Adonijah. But Zadok the priest, Benaniah the son of Jehudiah, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fatted cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is in En-Rogel. And he also invited all of his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaniah, the mighty men, or Solomon his brother. So Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David our lord does not know it? Come, please let me now give you some advice, that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go immediately to King David and say to him, 'Did you not, my lord, O king, swear to your maidservant, saying, assuredly your son Solomon shall reign after me, and then he shall sit on the throne? Why then has Adonijah become king?' Then, while you are still talking there with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words." And so Bathsheba went into the chamber to the king. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was serving the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did homage to the king. And then the king said, "What is your wish?" And then she said to him, "My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your maidservant, saying, 'Assuredly Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' Now look, Adonijah has become king. And now, my lord, the king, you do not know about it. He has sacrificed oxen and fatted cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army. But Solomon, your servant, he is not invited. And as for you, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, that you should tell them who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will happen, when my lord the king rests with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be counted as offenders." And just then, while she was still talking with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in, and they told the king, saying, "Here is Nathan the prophet." And when he came in before the king, he bowed down before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord, O king, have you said, 'Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne?' For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fatted cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons and the commanders of the armies and Abiathar the priest. And look, they are eating and drinking before him, and they say, 'Long live King Adonijah.' But he has not invited me, your servant, nor Zadok the priest, nor Benaniah the son of Jehudiah, nor your servant Solomon. Has this thing been done by my lord the king, and you have not told your servant who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" David makes Solomon king, 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 28-53. Then King Solomon answered and said, "Call Bathsheba to me." And so she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king took an oath and said, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from every distress, just as I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, 'Assuredly Solomon, your son, shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place,' so I certainly will do this day." And then Bathsheba bowed her face to the earth and paid homage to the king and said, "Let my lord King David live forever." And King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehudiah." And so they came before the king, and the king also said to them, "Take with you the servants of the Lord, and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel, and blow the horn, and say, 'Long live King Solomon.' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah." Benaniah the son of Jehudiah answered the king and said, "Amen. May the Lord God of my lord, the king, say so too." As the Lord has been with my lord, the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord, King David. And so Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule and took him to Gihon. And then Zadok the priest took a horn of oil from the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the horn, and all the people said, "Long live King Solomon." And all the people went up after him, and the people played the flutes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth seemed to split with the sound. Now Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they finished eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the horn, he said, "Oh, why is the city in such a noisy uproar?" And while he was still speaking, there came Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest. And Adonijah said to him, "Come in, for you are a prominent man, and bring good news." Then Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have made him ride on the king's mule. And so Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king at Gihon, and they have gone up from there rejoicing, so that the city is in an uproar. And this is the noise that you heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servant have gone to bless our lord, King David, saying, 'May God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and may he make his throne greater than your throne.'" And then the king bowed himself on the bed. And the king said thus, also the king said thus, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day while my eyes see it." And so all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid and arose, and each one went his way. Now Adonijah was afraid of Solomon, and so he arose and went and took hold of the horns of the altar. And then it was told Solomon, saying, "Indeed, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon, for look, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, 'Let King Solomon swear to me this day that he will not put his servant to death with the sword.'" Then Solomon said, "If he proves himself a worthy man, not one hair of him shall fall to the earth, but if wickedness is found in him, he shall die." And so King Solomon sent them to bring him down from the altar, and he came and fell down before King Solomon, and Solomon said to him, "Go to your house." That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, May the 5th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining us. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Today, of course, as I said before, is the Lord's Day, and so I really want to encourage you, come on out to Sunday school today, 9:15. We have Sunday school for all ages. Bring your kids out. Join us. We're having a great study. It's been a really convicting study for me, one that I know I need to hear. And I know you need to hear it, too. And so get up a little earlier, all right? Come on out. If you're watching this later in the day, a little bit of pastoral push for you. 9:15 for Sunday school. It'll do you some good today, okay? And so, and again, if you're watching this later, you can come next week. 9:15, come on out. But then, of course, we have 10:30 worship service. We're celebrating communion today, which is always very, very important to the life of the believer. And so I encourage you to come on out for that. Also we have an exciting day. We have baby dedication today, for two babies in our congregation. So you can come out and celebrate that new life with us. And so, looking forward to that. And we also have our fellowship after service today. Good time for fellowship and food. And so really encourage you to come on out. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you so much for this time that we have to be able to, read the word together and to be together. And, Lord, I would pray that you would use your word in our lives. Lord, as we grow in our knowledge of you and how you work, and God, how you've worked over the ages, God, especially as we read the Old Testament, God, that you would be glorified, that you would grow us, Lord, that you would help us today, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, as we look at your word today during Sunday school hour, and Lord, also during the worship service, Lord, today, that you would just honor yourself, and God, that we would grow a little bit more than we did the day before. And so, give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.